Yeah, I thought it was an excellent League One professional performance. Wasn't pretty at times. It was obviously Northampton played really well to their strengths, and they played direct to Alex Revell, who's a super player at this level. And obviously we have our moments as well where we like to go direct. So it was two well-matched teams, and I thought we done the dirty stuff better today, certainly first half. And second half, even with 10 men, they got two good target men, putting balls in the box. You know, it was always going to be a test. So, no, I'm delighted. Delighted with the quality going forward at times. Three very good finishes. So, on the back of a slight blip of form in the league, that was a really professional performance.
Yeah, so nice to go in at half-time, a goal to the good. You mentioned the finishing. Lee Gregory did very, very well. He possibly could have had a case for a penalty if he hadn't put it in.
Yeah, I think it was a super finish, excellent finish, real composed finish. Seeing the lads desperate to score goals and scored for the period in opening play, it was an outstanding finish, showed his quality, but the ball to get him there was excellent. But key moments, said to the boys, it's a great ball, it's a great finish, but 10 seconds earlier, Joe Martin makes a header in off his own 6-yard box, heads it 20 yards, we regain the ball and score at the other end. They're key moments in games, they're the fine margins of football. And I'm pleased for my players today because they've worked so hard over the last sort of 12 to 14 days on the back of Walsall. They've really worked hard, and to get the win against Gillingham was a big moment for us, and to come here and win it's a good start to the week.
Probably the one thing that will just irk you slightly is you would have loved a clean sheet, but just that one moment of slackness, and probably was the only moment during the whole course of the game.
Yeah, I think they had a couple of moments where ball dropped to them in around the box and had shots, and Jordan went down to make saves, comfortable saves. Other than that, I think we restricted them to sort of a couple of 25 yarders that hit the bar, but they were a long way out, they're good strikes. But yeah, disappointing in the goal. But I'm not going to let that take anything away from a really good win.
Yeah, and just seeing the determination all around every area of the pitch today. I mean, not suggesting that that's lacking, but certainly it was more intense today than we've seen in the last few weeks.
Yeah, no lack of desire ever from my team. I'll be first to criticise if I ever thought there was. So there's certainly not been any of that. But I think we were a better team today, a better team performance, a professional team performance. We've been letting goals in and not winning games, and everyone thinks, well, the defence needs changes, or he needs changing, or that needs changing. We do it as a team. When we talk about doing it as a team, it's an old cliche, but it starts from the front, and it's taking care of the ball up front. And some of our best play today and against Gillingham was to come from centre forwards getting hold of the ball, us getting the ball in the right areas going forward, and building attacks, allowing defenders to settle behind the play. And today I thought, as a team, we were very good.
And sets you in good heart for two important home games, starting with Tuesday night against an ex-Millwall 11.
Yeah. Well, the physical test we got second half will certainly be coming on Tuesday night against Bolton. Big team this level, really, really good players. Some of our old foes, coming as well, which will be good. And it'd be nice to see them. Going into the home, delighted to be back at the Den. We lost to a 96-minute penalty against Rochdale. Our last defeat before that, I think, was the start of February. So we've been outstanding at home. On the back of today, we've got to carry that momentum, and take that into two really big fixtures for us.